says he's getting old. We like to say he's aging gracefully. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to your Thursday, the first day of August 2019. Glad you could join us today. And it's Thursday, and that means it's time for the Wow Factor with Danielle Crevier from St. Joe Today. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Ray.
You bring in the sunshine again today.
Oh, I hope the sunshine stays all week.
It's going to stay all the way till Tuesday, as we just heard in the weather forecast. All the way till Tuesday, maybe a little rain on Wednesday. But there's some things, because we want the rain to hold off a little bit for this weekend, because we've got a big event coming up downtown.
We do, yeah. We've got our 23rd annual Chalk the Block.
Yeah.
Lots of other things too, but.
Well, yeah, but that's the one that we want the rain to hold off
right,
for, because
right.
We want the artist's work to stay around for a little while so we can check it out. Yeah, exactly. So what's going on this weekend besides that? I mean, we can talk about that in some detail in a couple of minutes.
Definitely. We'll do a quick weekend rundown, so give you all the happenings on what's going on.
Yeah.
We've got Ghost Light Theater. Their weekend premiere of Clybourne Park is happening tonight at 8 p.m. You can catch that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got a community pint night happening over at the Livery tonight. And tickets go on sale for Mamma Mia, the upcoming Twin City Players.
Do you just want to break out in that song every time you say that?
Yeah.
I know. It's like, Mamma Mia.
Yep. We've also got the Fun Dumpster Improv Comedy happening tonight at 7 at the Box Factory.
Fun Dumpster.
Yeah. And then heading into tomorrow, of course, we've got Chalk the Block. We've got our Friday night concert series this week featuring the B-Side Growlers. That's at 7:30. That's a free hour-long concert. We've got Lighthouse Open Tours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. We've got Restyled Fashion and some other fun classes happening over at the Box Factory. They've got some summer classes that are still going on. We've got a beach painting class with JLN Studio at 6 tomorrow night. We've also got some karaoke and live music, karaoke at Vineyard 2121, and live music happening over at the Livery. And then the Turquoise Top Hat is hosting a kids class. It's a firefly jar string art, which actually looks pretty cool. I wish I could do it myself. That's happening tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. To noon. And then heading right into Saturday, of course, we've got another day of Chalk the Block. We've got the St. Joe Farmers Market happening from 9 to 2 in Lake Bluff Park. We've got outdoor summer movies. This weekend, it's returning to Whirlpool Centennial Park. The movie should start at 8:55, and it's featuring Incredibles 2 this weekend. We've got some live music happening over at Sister Lakes Brewing, Round Barn Winery. Of course, we've got the Lemon Creek Winery Vintage Blues Bash. We've got Freaky Tiki Party happening over at Watermark in Stevensville on Friday as well. Mm-hmm. We've also got a book signing at Forever Books. And we've also got the Summer Jam, of course.
Yeah, coming up Saturday.
Coming up on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then the drink of the weekend at Lazy Ballerina Winery is Peach Sangria. Yeah, so you can stop by their St. Joe location or their Bridgman location for a free sample. It's delicious, so I would encourage you to do that.
Awesome.
And Friends by Design is offering a 30% off all accessories and handbags during Chalk the Block weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So head over to Susan and see what she's got for you this summer, heading into the fall as well. And then on Sunday, of course, we've got our Antiques on the Bluff from 10 to 5 in Lake Bluff Park.
That's always fun. I love walking down through there. You never know what treasure you're going to find. You know, even if you're just there to browse, obviously they want you to buy something. But man, it's so fun to just walk through and go, man, I remember my grandma had one of those, you know?
Yeah. And you can find some new projects too. There's a lot of cool, like little furniture pieces if you're looking for something to redo for a room, or just like even little smalls. And it's a lot of fun. It's a walk down memory lane for sure.
Yeah.
We've also got horse-drawn a trolley meet and greet actually happening on Sunday from 11 to 2.
A meet and greet?
Yeah, so you can come meet our 2019 horse team, Jimmy and Chester.
Okay.
They're a gelding team. It's a little too busy to do trolley rides on Sunday with antiques, and of course Broad Street's closed for Chalk the Block.
Right.
So we're going to offer a meet and greet so you can meet them, hear their story, hear their rescue story with Kevin, the owner, and it's a lot of great fun. We've seen a lot of really neat horses and heard some really cool stories over the couple years. Kevin's been doing this for about 12 years for us or so.
So
it's really,
really
exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you can horse around a little bit.
Yeah.
So I had an opportunity to buy a horse for 25 cents a number of years ago. Yeah, it was a quarter horse. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, sure. And a couple other things that are happening on Sunday. We've got some live music happening at the Bistro on the Boulevard. We've got Jazz for Good Cheer featuring the Lake Effect Jazz Big Band at the First Congregational Church. We've got some more live music happening at Plinks and Vineyard 2121, and then a henna and wine pop-up at Lazy Ballerina, their St. Joe location, from noon to 3 on Sunday.
Okay. Wow.
Of course, that's not it, but...
That's not everything. And of course, the full list of everything taking place is...
You can always find that at stjitterday.com.
All right, so all of those things going on this weekend, but I really want to talk to you because I really love the Chalk the Block.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. So kind of give us the rundown. Your day starts pretty early tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we've got some coverage that we're doing tomorrow. So St. Jude Day's start time is 5 a.m.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it takes a lot to put something like this together, and there's a lot of setup involved. And so you have to be there at 5 a.m. or that's what time you're getting up tomorrow.
We've got some interviews in the morning that we've got to be down there for, but then we're doing a 7 a.m. prep. So what we do is Broad Street gets closed off. Just a little sneak peek behind the scenes, right? Broad Street gets closed off and we lay out all the squares. And then some of the artists have actually requested fills so they can have a white or a black fill for the background to make the color pop a little bit more.
What do you use to fill when you say a fill?
We do a tempera. So it's like a water-based paint. Okay, so it eventually will wash away. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
But you can definitely see the outline of the blocks of... for weeks to come. So we start the block layout, we do the background fills, and then artists can start gridding or outlining that evening. And then on Saturday, it's the biggest day for chalking. So right. Saturday and Sunday are definitely the best days to view it.
So some of the artists will actually potentially start doing a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then they get it all finished up on Saturday, obviously.
Saturday and then Sunday morning. Yep, just depends on when they want to do it. But yeah, it's really, some of them do really intricate, you know, designs, and they really grid it out. So they've got to set their grid work down because that takes a while, and then that gives them a fresh start for Saturday. So
if you've never attended one of these before, so are the grids right next to each other, or is there a little space for them to kind of work around their grid a little bit?
Yeah, so there's about I'd say about 20. We close off Broad Street from State to Lake Boulevard.
Okay.
And then the alley kind of divides it as well. So we've got about 20-ish blocks in each little section, and there's about 4 feet or so between them.
So you've got a little room to maneuver. Around a little bit, and I noticed some will to shade themselves. They'll set up a little tent over while they're working and things, and then they take that down once it's all finished up. So, and artists, you said this has grown over the years, and it started off. I think we talked last week, wasn't it? A lot of people more local in the beginning, but now you've got artists coming in from.
Yeah, we've grown it a lot over the last couple of years. We've got an artist coming in from Texas. Actually, she just came in yesterday. She's working on the stair mural. So if you're downtown, that's already started.
Wow, that's cool.
We've got some from Wisconsin. We've got another from Pennsylvania. So really all over the place. And then, of course, we still have a really good following for our St. Joe, Southwest Michigan artists as well.
So if you want to go down and see it, again, the streets that it will be on will be?
It'll be on Broad Street. So it'll be closed from State Street to Lake Boulevard. So that whole little section, you can just walk around. The artists are really... welcoming and happy to chat with you if you have any questions, and they love to talk about their art. So
And if you show up down there and you mention Ray when you get there, they let you in for free.
Right.
Wait a minute, it's free anyway.
It's free anyway.
See,
yeah.
I'm always trying to get credit for this, but I never.
Yep. The
never
only did. Thing that we've got a cost for this weekend is the People's Choice vote. So if you want to vote for your favorite artist, it's $1 per ticket, cash only. We've got a People's Choice tent right on Broad Street that's open from noon to 6 on Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sunday. So you can come vote for one. Two, you can vote 10 times for the same person, however many you'd like.
Right. And then that money goes toward
towards helping us bring more artists in. So we do pay some, travel fees and some, and we have host families that house them as well as hotels.
And then just the cost of, you know, the water-based tempera paint.
I mean, all the chalk and the paint.
All of the expenses and everything. Do they bring their own chalk for the most part, or do you provide them with some chalk?
Yep, we provide them. We always purchase, we've got two big two boxes that each artist gets. So, and then okay. they bring their own if they'd like. Yeah.
So you basically deplete the supplies of chalk around the area, or do you probably have it ordered in? I'm just kidding, but
all the chalk.
Yeah, I've probably got a couple of buckets that my kids, they'll use a couple out of it, and then I always have trouble getting the chalk sticks back into that little bucket that they come in. They usually just end up in a pile in there. But when the kids get out there again, so run down Chalk the Blanc again. When can we? What's the best time to get down there to?
Yeah,
I guess it depends on what it is you want to do. If you want to meet the artists and things, or if you want to see the completed work.
Yeah, exactly. So Saturday is the best time to see them throughout the day working on their pieces. I would say the most, if you want to see finished products, shoot for later in Saturday and definitely on Sunday as well. About noon on Sunday is when we start judging. So then the majority of them should be completed by then on Sunday. But there's lots of things happening throughout the whole weekend. So we encourage you to come down and visit us. We've got Farmer's Market. We've got a Kids Chalk Zone, Friday Night Concert, Antiques on the Bluff, and of course many other things that I just ran through. But It's going to be a great weekend.
Boy, take a breath, breathe a little bit. So put on some sunblock. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. And for more information about Chalk the Blanc and all of the different fun things that we've got coming up this weekend, where can we go?
You can always visit us at stjourday.com. Follow us on any of our social media channels or stop by our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe across from the Chocolate Cafe.
Coffee's always on there too. So stop in and get a cup of coffee and check it out. So Danielle Crevier, that's the wow factor for this Thursday. Thanks for coming in and talking with us, and we'll see you downtown this weekend.
Yes, thanks.
All right, thank you.